Hello, I'm Brielle. I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you that we can come together as this body to seek your face, know you rightly. God, I just ask in the opening of my mouth right now that you speak forth, that you hide me under the shelter of your wings and your voice come forth, and that you will be glorified in all things. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. So, as Tom said, you might see me dancing every once in a while. I'm formerly a professional ballerina, and that has shaped me a lot in my life. You don't need to know how to dance to dance, to dance before the Lord. David was a fool before the Lord. Let's look at a scripture that has shaped me more than anything. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. Therefore, in view of the last 11 chapters that Paul wrote, reveals God's righteousness, creates a new humanity, the old versus the new, and the fulfillment of God's promises to his people. Now, the rest goes into the unification of our church. He says, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God. What is the mercies of God? The mercies of God is that we're standing here today, that we are breathing and living. Every ounce of us can cry out, Holy Abba, Father. And this is my heart, to worship him above all. How many of us know that if we don't have God, we have nothing? I was dead in my sin, but he leaves the 99 for the one. When I was crying on the floor as a six-year-old child, I cried out, God, where are you? And he came. He came in a way that I could never experience before. But I knew that I knew that I knew I was saved because he put his peace upon me. And that is what has guided me day in and day out. He showed me at the age of 3 what I was to go through or where I was to be. I was to be a dancer. I was to dance for him. What does that look like? Jesus, I'm doing all this for you. I am going to do this. I'm going to go to the nations. I'm going to go out and I am going to go preach your word. But all that without the partnering of him is nothing. I like to think, so often I tried to conceptualize, Jesus, I'm doing this. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. And you're running yourself into the ground. You're pushing yourself to the ends of the earth and you're wondering why we're tired. We're grasping at straws. And that's exactly what the woman at the well was doing. She was going from place to place, trying to grasp at straws, doing things in her own strength. John 4:7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, you, a Jew? And I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that was asking you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Let's just stop right there. He would have given you living water. He says, ask and receive, seek and you will find. How often do we lack to ask? How often are we doing things in his name, but we don't ask him for that drink? We don't ask him to partner with us, because really that's all he wants. We have been made one with Christ, so why don't we partner with him like that? How often do you feel too dirty to take a drink from Jesus? I know I do. Time and time and time again, I feel too worthless to even stand before his throne and say, Jesus, I'm sorry, I messed up. Coming into this, Jesus warns me of things ahead of time, y'all. I kind of knew Tom was going to ask me to speak without knowing. Jesus had to warn me so that I would actually entertain the idea, because otherwise I would have been, heck to the no! Because I'm more comfortable behind the wall, doing my thing with Jesus, not having to see people around and like, you know, like if he points somebody out to me, great, great. But very much so, I had to deal with all the emotions towards that. And yesterday, as I was coming into it, or even before that, a couple Tuesdays ago, he prayed something very specific over me. He's like, Jesus actually wants to celebrate you. He wants to celebrate you, each and every one of you, for you are precious to God. As Pastor Ed had reached out last night to demonstrate of what he was going to do to Pastor Greg to pull him up onto the stage, I had this moment of my dad pulling me up after I got injured, being so angry with me because my body gave out and I couldn't actually stand up. I was injured to the point that my body was not working, right? And him just getting so angry with me. When Tom asked me to speak, that's exactly what I went through my mind, that backlash was going to come. And God was like, don't you trust me? I have already placed my word in your heart. I have already given you a voice to speak. Will you not partner with me and not do this in your own strength? Time and time again in scripture, Jesus says, I am one with Christ. What I see the Father do, I do, and so on and so forth. That being said, why don't we live like we are walking hand in hand with the Father? We are to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is our spiritual service of worship. Don't you think we would give him our all? Don't you think us being made one with Christ is everything? Now, the song that's been going through my head is 1,000 Hallelujahs. Who else would rocks cry out to worship? Why would we let the rocks cry out? Now, through my career, God has used it for his glory. God has taken the ashes of what I thought everything was and scooped them all up and said, let's do something with this. As he does for every single one of us if we let him. But again, we have to partner with God. He scooped them up and he's shown me some simple truths. Now, my title is The Frequency of Worship. Before you get scared away, that to me means so much. If every atom and molecule is vibrating in our bodies, same thing in everything around us, right? The rocks are vibrating in accordance to God. So are the trees, so is the air around us. Everything around us is living and active, just like his word. Now, are we going to believe that? I mean, the word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. That's why we need to hide it in our hearts. If everything we do, everything we say, has that much impact, we need to be living like it does. Did you know when you speak or when you make any kind of sound, it scientifically proven, science proves God, y'all. It 100% proves God. And every vibration literally goes out from when you speak and it never dissipates. It continues to bounce around in the atmosphere. So how much greater is our words with that meaning behind it? That's how generational curses come about, y'all. That's how all these different things are collected. They don't leave the atmosphere. That's why it's so important to speak life over your friends, over your family, over yourself. Do you believe that you're a child of God? Do you believe that he is good? I know for so long I haven't. I could say it, but I haven't believed it internally. What does it look like to believe it inside and out? We allow ourselves to get so distracted by the world. Distracted by our jobs, what we're getting ready to do in life. Like Esther just presented that so beautifully. We get so caught up in the things of this world. We forget to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Now, the breath in your lungs is a living sacrifice if you do it in accordance with Him. My daily prayer is, God, align me with your spirit. And how can I act that out? Is it all Him or is it all me? You know, it's very easy to get caught up in what other people are thinking. I sure do. I am very afraid of what may come about. But how many know that's not God's heart for us? His heart is to lavish love. You're His child. What would you do if you had your own child? Would you want to speak death over them all the time? No, you're going to continually say, you're doing great, sweetheart. Like, it might just be like, okay, they're learning, but you know, you're doing great. You want to build them up. You don't want to tear them down. And so often we think God is going to come in and strike us down, but that is not His heart for us. He wants to actually pick us back up and say, I am so in love with you. That's why He gives us free will, y'all. So I ask you today, what is the intention of your heart? Honestly, be honest with yourself. Because in all my years of dancing and all the different things I've done, my intention was, yeah, to do things with Christ, be made one with Christ. However, it was to do things for Christ. Are you actually partnering with Him? Are you actually believing every breath you take and every move you make is impacting? If you think about it and you take a deep breath, are you doing it with eternal value in mind? Now, all that to be said, this is why we are not to be conformed with the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The renewing of our mind, what does that look like? I renew my mind by reading His word. I renew my mind by sitting with Him. I renew my mind by actually sitting in His presence. How often are we too busy? How often are we not making time for Him in that way? I renew my mind by picking up my instrument and just singing to Him. It's different for each one of us. There are different ways we may do it. It's not going to all look exactly the same. That's why we cannot compare to one another. But the one thing we do have in common is to be still before the Lord and present yourself to Him. Are you willing to hear what He has to say? It's not always easy. Truth hurts sometimes, but I would much rather truth than doing all these things and never being corrected. How do we know the will of God? It's in His word. He will speak it to us. It is in His word. And so often we freak out thinking we don't know what to do, we don't know what to do. Yet He has put it right here. And He says He's written it on our hearts. Going back, worship, it is the intention of your heart. The intention of our hearts needs to be one with accordance of the Father. Yeah, I can dance all I want. I can stand and sing praises to you, God, hallelujah, so on and so forth. But without the intentionality of the heart, it means very little. Who are you doing it for? Man or God? The word that keeps coming over and over to mind is prostrate. Yielding, stretching out, with one's face to the ground, in reverence or submission. What does it look like for you to prostrate yourself before the Lord? How are you entering into His presence? How are you renewing your mind? I want to renew my mind in Christ and Christ alone. Because this world will try and tell me so many other things, but that's not who I am. Only he can tell you who you are. And I don't want the rocks to cry out in worship. I want to cry out in worship. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We need to stand in the authority God has given us because he has given us a voice. And that is exactly what he told me before I came up here. Before I said yes, you have a voice and you are to stand in the authority I have given you to speak life. Do not let the things of other people's voices reverberate in your ear. Let it speak truth. Let life ring. And the more you let that ring, the more you'll believe it. Grab onto that. Grab onto who you were actually made to be because he made you for communion with the Father. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Again, every breath, every waking moment, how are you doing to the glory of God? If I leave you with nothing else today, I want you to see the intentionality of the Father. He loved you so much to pick you back up off the ground and say, try again. He wants to brush you off and say, it's okay. Are you letting yourself be picked back up? Because you have a choice. He has given us free will. He has given us free will because he wants us to choose him. Question is, will we? Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you that you speak a better word over us. We thank you that you will speak life over this congregation today, God, and that you will grab each and every heart and take hold, that they will let you take hold of who they are, God. Because ultimately, it's not our choice. We can do all we want. We can try all we want. But in the end, you are still God. And we want you to have control, God. Lord, I just ask for a freedom today in knowing your love. I pray that each one here knows that they know that they know that they know who you are. Because they have been captivated by your love. That they will not be looking to the left or the right, but straight up at you. Jesus, help us walk in a true heart of worship, surrender to you in a new way. Surrendering each part that we come with open hands saying, Father, what do you want? The plans of an individual are many, but God laughs. So God, we just thank you that you will speak life into each and every person. Thank you for the intentionality and help us walk in intentionality in our worship and that we will let your truth ring throughout this atmosphere today. In Jesus' mighty name.